Since the crisis in Darfur erupted 3 years ago, Sudanese refugees have poured across the border seeking shelter in neighboring Chad. Now the conflict is pouring across as well. Recent months have seen Arab militiamen attacking Chadians, forcing tens of thousands from their homes. Aid agencies are withdrawing staff, fearing for their safety, and that is leaving the displaced feeling even more at risk. NPR's Ophibia Quist-Arkton reports from the eastern Chadian town of Gozbeda.
Lying in a hospital bed, wincing with pain, 29-year-old Harun Mahamat clutches his bandaged stomach. But the farmer from Kuku village near Gozbeda becomes totally focused as he recounts with precision an now familiar and disturbing tale.
Jumal.
25 heavily armed Arabs riding 23 camels and two horses rode into our village. We were returning from our fields when we were set upon. We pleaded with the Arabs to spare us. We are Muslims, just like you, we said, and asking God for you not to shoot us. But this man replied, "What do you know about God?" Then he shot me twice, once here in the stomach and once in my left leg.
Such attacks by Arab Janjaweed militiamen have exploded in recent weeks in areas of eastern Chad, neighboring Sudan's embattled Darfur region. The Darfur crisis has left more than 200,000 people dead and displaced more than 2.5 million, many of whom trekked to refugee camps in Chad. Since April, up to 100,000 Chadians have been displaced by attacks, putting a strain on the army already trying to put down an internal rebellion. Regional Governor Mahamat Nimir Hamata says protection is being provided for the displaced.
Listen, Chadians have been very well protected, but villages close to the border with Sudan are vulnerable to attack. You must remember that the Chadian army is facing a rebellion, as well as a war that has been imposed on us by neighboring Sudan. We will take on the rebels, but the international community must do its part to help the displaced Chadians, the Darfur refugees, and humanitarian workers.
Freshly displaced arrivals gather in a dust-filled clearing about 25 miles east of Gozbeda. The only shelter is thorn trees. The group of about 600 women, men and children escaped with few belongings, blackened cooking pots, the tattered clothes on their back, some bows and arrows and a few handmade spears. Their stories are the same, echoing the turbulence in Darfur. Rebels, militiamen, bandits and weapons spilling over the border from Sudan. And all this fueled by ethnic hatred, poisonous politics, and ancient disputes over land and water. Hawaii Ismail, first displaced from Mitematko border village, described how she and her family were attacked not just once or twice, but three times by armed Janjaweed Arab militias.
Look at us. We're surrounded by death. We have nothing to eat, nothing to drink. The Janjaweed Arabs killed 14 people in the raid on my village. We escaped to a nearby village, but days later the Arabs were back and they drove us out again. And some of the attackers abused women and young girls.
The insecurity is even forcing the UN Refugee Agency to withdraw aid workers from parts of Chad. However, UNHCR spokeswoman Hélène Kaur says those in the camps will be cared for.
And we've made sure with the refugees and our partners, local partners remaining in the areas, that refugees will have access to water, basic medical care and access to food. So we are not abandoning the refugees. We put together a contingency plan so that everything can continue working.
With respect, isn't it exactly that the refugees and displaced people fear? That the people who were helping them, the humanitarian relief workers, are leaving?
Again, we are not abandoning them. We are taking temporary measures because of the volatile security situation in eastern Chad. It's basically unsafe for us to continue working in this kind of conditions.
Some humanitarian workers have been attacked in the east. Relief food stocks and emergency supplies have been looted, totaling losses of more than $1 million. But the departure of the aid workers, just as she arrives seeking help, is little consolation for Hawaii Ismail and the group of women keenly listening to her. Only God knows what we've been through, laments Ismail. Ofebia Kwistarten, NPR News, Gosbeda, Eastern Chad.